Every week, tens of thousands of Americans complete drug and alcohol rehab programs, but the months that follow are often fraught with risk. A treatment counselor won't be there for support around the clock, but a smartphone can be. Tom Bonsi of the Northwest News Network reports on a growing digital support network.
Daniela Tudor knows how hard it is to break a habit because she's been there. The self-described serial entrepreneur used alcohol and cocaine while working on a music industry startup earlier this decade. Trying to quit without help didn't work.
So I tried everything from just basically trying to control it on my own, going to yoga retreats, eating differently, changing my surroundings.
She eventually landed at an inpatient drug and alcohol treatment center. That's where the idea for her next startup hit.
I journaled about it and I thought about how can we use, you know, our phones who are with us 24/7 to bridge the two things that support recovery, accountability to your care plan and connection to your support network in real time.
Tudor later described her idea to another person in recovery, former French Open tennis doubles champion Murphy Jensen. Jensen agreed to co-found the startup We Connect Health with Tudor in Seattle in 2015. He became a beta tester for an addiction recovery app, as well as executive VP of the new company.
It's my lifeline. I, on a daily basis, and you know, not only the technology, but the interface, it gives me warm, loving messages and reminders to stay on track. It keeps me connected to the key stakeholders in my life.
Jensen knows from personal experience that the relapse rate for people in recovery is shockingly high. WeConnect sells its app to treatment centers and insurance companies, who in turn install it on clients' phones when they're sent home.
And so you set up your profile.
Tudor pulls out her own smartphone to demonstrate a reward feature to prevent relapses.
So here it tells you at the top the challenge you're on. You can earn up to, on this challenge, $20 by checking into 5 support routines, 13 self-care routines, and you have 5 days left.
You're getting there.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to get what, $20 in gift card?
This is an Amazon gift card.
Oh, that's kind of nice. I'd take that.
Yes.
The location tracking ability of smartphones can confirm if patients are attending scheduled doctor and court appointments, 12-step meetings, urinalysis tests. If the client begins slipping, the software automatically sends an alert to the treatment provider and any other supporters the patient pre-selects. Dr. Dennis Donovan at the University of Washington says few of the dozen or so addiction recovery apps have been independently tested for efficacy, but he foresees situations where they may be very useful.
Apps like this can also provide an opportunity to develop social support networks. Many people may find it difficult or they don't choose to attend things like Alcoholics Anonymous, but can benefit from a social system or a social network that can enhance and provide support for their recovery process.
Donovan says smartphone apps won't be the end-all cure-all, but may work well as a complement to other treatment. WeConnect Health CEO Tudor says her goal is not to replace human counselors, it's to cut the relapse rate in half.
In this field, the incredible thing is that, you know, even moving the needle by 5% on the recovery rate means millions of lives. It means billions of dollars in cost savings.
For Here and Now, I'm Tom Bonsi in Seattle.